Blog Talk Radio.
For you today, lots of stories, news articles. If you'd like to give us a call on today's show, the Skype number is 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. I'm sure Nunu has a question for any callers who are after a reading to answer first, to share with us. Or if you have any interesting stories, any paranormal experiences, please share them with us. Also, if you had any experience with Epstein-Barr virus, ME, or the other name for it is chronic fatigue, anything that helps improve it, or any cures, then please give us a call, because my dad has it, and hopefully it'll help him improve, so please share that with us as well. Let me just do a sound check, make sure sound's coming through all right. Yeah, we're sounding okay there, so please sit back. Open your minds and enjoy the show.
Done.
Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday. It's Thursday. It's Thursday. Sorry. Happy Thursday. We usually have our shows on Tuesdays, but we have it today because we had some things going on Tuesday. Before we start getting to the more, like, what the serious thing, and when I say serious, I mean the things that we were really aiming to do. There is an article that I kind of found interesting, and when I'm talking about articles, everybody, if you go to our Facebook page, Broken Earth Radio Show, you'll see things that we post daily, things that are interesting from around the world. It's not just that these might be metaphysical things or paranormal things or spiritual things, but also just sometimes just weird things or just things that are just informative as far as need to know. But there is an article that I found about, it's basically titled "Rarely Seen Asian Unicorn Caught on Camera." And this is what the article says, and this was posted yesterday, okay, on Live Science. Listen to this. One of the most secretive creatures on Earth, the Sayala, or like koala but with an S like Sam, Sayala, something like that, has been photographed in Vietnam for the first time in 15 years. Now, scientists first discovered the Sayala in 1992, in Vietnam, near the country's border with Laos. It was the first large mammal new to science in more than 50 years. But since its discovery, the elusive creature has rarely been seen in the wild, earning it the nickname the Asian unicorn. But the thing is, it actually has two long horns instead of one, so it shouldn't even be being called a freaking unicorn at all. Maybe because it's rarely seen, it's like a unicorn. You know what I mean?
By horn.
Right. It's not even a unicorn. But this lone Sayala, however we're supposed to say it, was documented this past September by a camera trap set up in the central Annamite Mountains by the World Wildlife Fund, or the WWF, the World Wrestling Federation. And for animals, and Vietnamese wildlife officials. And there's some photos and also, you know, that you can check out.
Put them in the chat room so I can see.
Why do I have to do everything?
Oh, sorry, it's so much of an effort to post a link in the chat room.
Well, you know, I'm the one that's working with two different computers, and that means I'm going to have to do everything.
Oh, yeah, I'm just sat here on the one computer, yeah?
I know you're working on two computers.
Yeah, you hear me.
Why do I have to do all the work?
I can't do it, can I?
Hold on.
I haven't got the link.
Why are you being so mean? You know you have been really yelling at me all day.
I don't think that's true.
Well, you have been surly with me all day. Okay, maybe not all day, but you haven't been sweet. Anyway, so when our team first looked at the photos, we couldn't believe our eyes, says Van Ngoc Thien, head of the WWF in Vietnam. The Sayala, I'm calling it Sayala like a koala, are the holy grail for Southeast Asian conservationists, so there was a lot of excitement. This is a breathtaking discovery and renews hope for the recovery of the species. Though this beast is more closely related to wild cattle, because it looks like some kind of a goat, to be honest, it resembles an antelope with two sharp horns.
It looks like something, what's it called? They got them in Chester Zoo. It looks like similar to, you know.
An antelope?
No. I can't remember what it's called. Something's...
A cow? You can't remember?
No, I was just waiting to finish.
Oh, okay. But, you know, those horns can get up to 4 feet or 1.2 meters in length. Mischief. The last time a swallow was spotted in the wild was in 1999, but it hasn't been seen in Vietnam since 1998. And in 2010, villagers in the Laos province of Bolak Hamxi caught a swallow, and I don't know if I'm even saying that right. I feel like I'm just murdering the words. But the animal passed away shortly after capture. The WWF conservationists say they're working with the Vietnamese partners to protect swallows from illegal hunting. Swallow are caught in wire snares set by hunters to catch other animals, such as deer and civets, which are, or civets, it's civets, which are largely destined for the lucrative illegal wildlife trade. I've just murdered the words. But basically, you know, check that out. Look at those babies. See what you think about these bighorns or the Asian unicorn.
The right color to start with.
It's not a unicorn. And it makes me sad that they had to use this tagline to get our attention. Because it's completely not what it is. I mean, it's just not what it is. But anyway, so that's something, though, that is still kind of cool instead of me sitting around complaining about it. Just check that out because it's actually super cool. Now, one of the things that I do want to talk about, too, is how much I just love Jennifer Lawrence. And there's a little article, and it's actually got a little video of her talking about, you know, basically, you know, just people's idea of beauty and that sort of stuff. And she just really...
She won in the Hunger Games?
Yes, she's in the Hunger Games. And I've loved her for years after I saw the movie...
Jurassic Park.
What? Winter's Bone. And so when I saw her in the Hunger Games, I was like, oh my gosh, are you serious? You
know, I saw a video of her today. I was just walking along, you know, after the premiere or something.
Right.
And she got some people to move the railings out of the way so she could speak to a fan that was in a wheelchair.
Right.
Which was nice of her, give her a hug and that, you know.
Right. I think she's awesome. I love her to death. I love her to death. But anyway, the story that we're really going to be talking about at this moment is basically one that's called The Increasingly Popular Man Who Exists Only in Dreamland.
Oh, that'll be me.
Well, the picture that they have of the guy, you know.
It's like somebody you meet down in Dark Alleyway.
No.
Believe me, I met a lot of people.
Basically, this is the deal. Check this out, everybody. Check this out. It is a fairly well-known fact that when awaking from a night's sleep, those of us that remember our dreams forget about 50% or half of the dream's content.
Or half.
Just stop. Okay, of the dream's content. After only 5 minutes, we forget about 90%, or come on, give it to me. Give it to me.
Or 9/10.
After just 10 minutes. According to this website called This Man website, there is a patient of a fairly well-known psychiatrist in New York that tries to record images of their dreams on paper. She has a reoccurring dream night after night of one particular man whom she does not recall ever seeing in her real life. And there's a sketch of this person, and it does not look like Bill. Basically,
he looks a bit sketchy to me.
Yes.
Okay, then what happened there?
The dream is described as this man giving advice on events in her life that are personal. After sketching the image of the man's face, she proceeded to give the drawing to her psychiatrist. The doctor put the drawing aside on his desk and went about his practice. A few days following, a male patient of his came in for a routine visit, noticing the drawing. He claims that the man in the drawing sporadically appears in his dreams as well, also admitting to never have seen him in a day-to-day life. This being pretty uncommon, the psychiatrist sends the drawing to a few others in his line of work with patients that also have reoccurring dreams. Sure enough, in only a few short months, four others have identified the man as someone they see in their dreams. The drawing of this man, that's what they're calling it with upside down commas in the air, first became public back in 2006. Since more than 2,000 people have come forward and admitted to having the man in their dreams, not one of the 2,000 has been able to connect him to an actual person. To make things even more weird, people have seen and identified, and once again I'm doing the upside down commas in the air, this man in multiple cities around the world. Some cities include but are not limited to Rome, Los Angeles, Berlin, Sao Paulo, Tehran, Beijing, Barcelona, Stockholm, that's Paris, New Delhi, Moscow.
Five places with a similar name there.
Really?
Yeah, you just said them, right?
Okay. A flyer in Barcelona, Spain, asking if this man has appeared in their dreams. Somebody put a flyer up in Barcelona, too, and they have a picture here.
Wanted poster. Yeah.
Now, thisman.org is a website created to bring together those who claim they have dreamed of, and once again, I'm doing the...
upside down comes in the air. You don't really say that, surely.
You know I say that all the time.
Inverted commas.
The air quotes. This man. There are many theories for possible explanation listed on the site, one being called Dream Surfer Theory. In this theory, this man is a real person who can enter people's dreams by means of a specific psychological skill. Some believe that in real life, this man looks like the man in the dream. Others think that the man in the dreams looks completely different from his real-life counterpart. Some people seem to believe that behind this man, there is a mental conditioning plan developed by a major corporation. Can all of this even be possible? With all the hoaxes floating around these days and people trying to become famous from them, well, the website This Man was created by Andrea Nutella. Andrea...
The Nestle Corporation.
It's N-A-T-E-L-L-A, not...
All right, so they're not trying to get... Right, okay.
Yeah. Andrea is a sociologist and marketer who runs a company called the Guerriglia Marketing, which is guerrilla marketing, specializing in creating subversive hoaxes, strange art projects relating to the politics, and advertising. So this man could be his creation. So he's a man. Huh. Anyway.
Have you seen this man?
No. No. The only man I see in my dreams is usually you. The man is kind of creepy looking with his, like, he has a thick unibrow and facial expression. But could be fake stories about people's experiences with the man add to its real field purpose?
You know, it didn't leave much of a space between me and then giving the description, so thanks for that.
You don't have the unibrow. But you have the creepy-looking facial expression.
Well, the thing is, people could look at that picture, and then they could, like, go and dream about it tonight, and they'd be like, I dreamt about that man.
I know, I thought about that, too, but it didn't happen after I saw it.
Stared at it for hours.
Dream recording is getting to be more and more popular amongst those who can even remember theirs. The best way to remember a dream is to sleep with a pen and paper on the nightstand. As soon as you awaken, try to jot down words, phrases, or images as quickly as possible to avoid losing any memory of the dream. And you can also go to there's a link they have posted so you can kind of, you know, go and do that. Find other ways to be able to remember your dreams and stuff like that.
Or when you go to sleep, take a video camera.
Exactly, because that works. It does. It does. It works. On our page, our Facebook page, we also have some pictures that a very good friend of mine took the aftermath of Typhoon Haiyan or Yolanda, which it's also called Yolanda in the Philippines. And she is there because the village that they're in is her husband's hometown. And so they were there helping, clean up some things and with food and water. They were able to get over there a couple of days ago. So those are some photos that you can check out and just sort of see what the people are really dealing with. And there's a few other really cool stories on here, like the Louisiana people that had to go get their sister or loved one. She was being held hostage by her ex. And so they had to go find her because the cops weren't doing anything about it. And they did it. They killed him. They shot him up. They ran up in there. But, I mean, some people say that this is a perfect reason for why we need guns. But the thing is that when you've got that much adrenaline going through, you could probably kill somebody with your bare teeth. I don't have a problem with guns necessarily myself, but I do understand why some people do. Now, there is another article I'm going to read, and then we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come back, and if we have any callers, because we don't have any callers today right now. If anybody's listening, our number is 347-215-8421. I know most of our listeners are not used to us being on today, but we're here, 347-215-8421. We have an esoteric question to ask you, and if you have anything that you need to share about ME or any of the stuff we're talking about, we're open to you. But what I do want to talk about real quickly is 15 things you need to stop doing to yourself. One of them is stop running from your issues. And I know it just sounds kind of preachy, but, I mean, just lay them on the table. Sometimes we just need to lay things on the table. Try to be honest, as honest as you can to yourself and other people, because it just saves things over time. Stop letting the fear of making a mistake stop you from doing something. That's actually was a part of one of our esoteric questions that we had a few weeks ago. It was basically about, if you learn from making mistakes, why are we so afraid of making them? One of the other things that, crap, hold on just a sec. There we go. Stop comparing yourself to other people. This is something that sometimes our parents have done. They think that it's something that helps us be better, but it actually just makes us feel horrible about ourselves. Stop living for something that's in the future. Now, there's one thing to have goals, but to actually keep planning and planning and planning and planning ahead and forgetting about living for today, it makes you just exist in unhappiness. Stop trying to let people feel sorry for you or get them to feel bad for you, because when people are walking around pitying you, you're going to realize over time that they really may not like you. Also, being pessimistic and negative, it's nice to have people who understand you, but sometimes living in that, it's just hard to move out of it. Stop trying to relive or make up for your past. And we do have some self-forgiveness methods, and we even have a forgiveness meditation that we've got. And it's under, what is it under? Psychic Nunu on YouTube?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Stop putting things off for the eternal tomorrow. Sometimes you could call this being called stop being lazy, too, but... Yeah, but it's basically laziness is a lethal pandemic that has been stood up to before, but still manages to hold its ground a lot more often than we probably would like. But we all do it. We all do it. And, sometimes Bill gets mad at me because I let him be lazy. But then, of course, we've got to stop blaming things outside of ourselves. What were you going to say?
I don't know. I'm just confused.
Whenever you were, you know what? I'm not going to tell you what you do. Whenever you're just like, oh, I don't want to exercise, I'm like, well, just take a break. You're like, you got to fucking tell me to do that. That.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that I don't allow myself to be lazy?
And if I, exactly, and if
ah,
I,
okay,
and,
sorry,
and if, and it, yeah, well, what else was I saying except?
I don't know, it's something about, you don't listen or something, I wasn't really paying attention. I thought you, I don't know, I don't know what's going on, I'm tired. Where are we?
I'm at stop blaming things outside of yourself. You know, putting, like, this is happening because of this, and this is happening because of that, when you weren't doing it anyway. I'll give you an example. Like, let's say that somebody has their wallet stolen, and they steal everything in their wallet. And then somebody says to you, or says to the person, why don't you have a job? And they're like, well, I can't get hired for a job because I don't have my driver's license because my wallet was stolen. And it's like, well, you weren't working before your wallet was stolen, so why don't you have a job? So basically, sometimes we have a way of piling up excuses. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Stop letting the past define how you think of other people. So, you know, something may have happened to you in high school, but if high school was 20 years ago, you've got to let that go. Stop setting expectations for things before they happen, which is something that just really sets us up for disappointment. So sometimes we need to let go of expectations so that we can just function. There's nothing wrong with having hope, but having expectations is something that, you know, we got to work on. Stop looking for someone perfect. Not only is our idea of perfect most likely shaped by entertainment and popular media, but it is also ever-changing and therefore pretty well impossible to ever be met. Rather than focusing on your search for the perfect someone to complete you, focus on what you need to do to feel complete within yourself. We are all capable of being and feeling complete love on our own. Relationships are simply the extension of that love with another person. The shedding of the need for perfection will also make you a lot more open to connecting and sharing experiences with anyone that comes into your life, remembering that love can often be found in the oddest places. Stop trying to be someone that you're not, which is something that we all do. Sometimes we're scared that people are going to see who we really are, and there's just no reason to even try to, you know, please everybody and pretend to be those other things. Stop beating yourself up as well. Just, you know, give yourself a break and just quit it. And also, and this is something that, you know, it's you know, everything that we're talking about is all good. And as amazing as books and quotes and even articles such as this one is, we've got to stop just reading stuff and we have to start doing stuff, right? Yeah. Okay, so that's the end of that right there. So let's take a break. Listen to a song. We don't have anybody in the queue right now, which is very unusual. But I know that they will start filling up probably in about 30 minutes, and then we're not going to be able to talk to everybody.
Yeah, but it's okay. We've got plenty of stuff. I mean, I've got 200 pages to read out about the history of the bookmark.
You probably really do.
So, you know, get ready for that.
Get ready for your nap. I mean, for that. And if you want to give us a call, remember to give us a call at 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. If you want to find all those things that we're talking about right now, you can go to our page on Facebook, Broken Earth Radio Show, and you can also just look at the banner page and you'll see links to Broken Earth, to Psychic Nunu, and also the Broken Earth Radio Show main website.
or you can use remote viewing.
Exactly, because why not? We'll be right back. This is Broken Earth.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
And we're back, everybody. Before I turn the show, surrender the show over to you, Bill, there is
suspense.
I did want to read a couple of these, the 10 Unsolved Mysteries. You know, did you know that they don't know the identity of the Zodiac Killer? I can't believe that I never even processed that. The Zodiac Killer was a serial killer who operated in Northern California in the late 60s and early 70s, and the killer's identity still is unknown. The Zodiac murdered victims in Benicia, Vallejo, Lake Berryessa, and San Francisco between December of 68 and October of 69. Four men and three women between the ages of 16 and 29 were targeted. The killer originated the name Zodiac in a series of taunting letters sent to the local Bay Area press, and these letters included four cryptograms or ciphers. Of the four cryptograms sent, only one has been definitely solved. Suspects have been named by law enforcement and amateur investigators, but no conclusive evidence has surfaced. And there's even a picture of one of the cryptograms that's on here. And, you know, it didn't even occur to me that they had never caught that person. It just didn't. So, there's one more that I wanted to read aloud. The Talman Should case, I'm actually in one of those situations where sometimes, you know how you're reading an article and they start misspelling words?
You know all too well how well I do with them.
The Talman Should case is an unsolved case of an unidentified man found dead in December of 48 on Somerton Beach in Adelaide, South Australia, considered one of Australia's most profound mysteries at the time. The case has been the subject of intense speculation over the years regarding the identity of the victim, the events leading up to his death, and the cause of death. The man's identity has never been confirmed. A strange unsolved code was found among his belongings, and the case name comes from a scrap of paper torn from a rare book found in his pocket. Public interest in the case remains significant because of a number of factors. The death occurring at a time of heightened tensions during the Cold War, what appeared to be a secret code on a scrap of paper found in his pocket, the use of an undetectable poison, his lack of identification, and the possibility of unrequited love. So these are just a few mysteries that are still unsolved, and they're all gathered together. And you can check that out on the page. Our esoteric question of the day, I'm going to pick one, and then, like I said, we'll talk to Bill about what he wants to talk about. Bill, pick a number.
14.
Have you ever seen insanity where you later saw creativity? That's the question. That's the question of the day. Have you ever seen insanity where you later saw creativity?
Probably. I can't think of anything specific at the moment, but well.
We do have a caller in the queue, and after Bill's done murdering the hits, we're going to talk to the caller at 916. Murdering the hits.
Where's my music? Where's my tunes?
Well, you're about to start busting some rhymes right now.
Bust the rhymes. Okay. Woman shot dead by man who mistook her for a monkey.
What?
I said, a woman shot dead by man who mistook her for a monkey. Why are you laughing?
What do you think? I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because that's crazy. But go on, tell us the story, Dad.
The 19-year-old man was hunting. A woman has been shot dead after a hunter mistook her for a monkey. It has been reported. A picture of a baboon here.
go.
Sorry, I've... Bad. Right, sorry. The 19-year-old man was on a hunting trip in Saudi when he saw what he thought was a monkey sitting at the top of a tree harvesting fruit. He aimed his gun and shot. The bullet hit the woman in the chest. When the man came near her, he was shocked to find she is a woman. Who wrote that?
Where did this happen?
Saudi?
Saudi Arabia?
I don't know. I presume so.
He knew that was a woman.
What?
He knew that was a woman.
Okay, I'll continue. The female shepherd in her 60s was in the tree in the western Saudi town of Taif, when she was shot. He took her to the hospital, which she pronounced dead on arrival, reports say. The hunter handed himself into police, who arrested him. He told police he had killed her by mistake, because he thought she was a monkey damaging the tree. Saudi has suffered problems in the past after baboons and other monkeys flooded into villages looking for food. Oh, and then suddenly the article ends. Let's see what the top comment is. I'm sure this will be good. Don't think many Saudi men differentiate between women and monkeys. They seem to have about the same legal status.
That's what I'm talking about. He knew that was a woman.
Let's see what the worst rated comment is. We had a pet baboon in Riyadh, Saudi, called Chi-Chi. Rescued her from the local Safeway's pet store. Why is that the worst rated comment? Well, anyway.
He knew that that was a woman.
Here's some illegal things in certain states. Bear with me because it's kind of spaced out a bit. But here we go. From riding a bike in a swimming pool to carrying an ice cream cone in your back pocket, America has outlawed some pretty absurd things. And promising young photographer Olivia Lochier is touring the 50 states poking fun at the country's silliest laws in a collection of candy-coloured absurdist pictures. Well, the pictures aren't so, you know, important right now. But I'll read you the captions under the photos. In Texas, it is illegal for children to have unusual haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
In Alabama, it's illegal to have an ice cream cone in your back pocket at all times. Ice cream here, it's all smeared down their white shorts. In California, nobody is allowed to ride a bicycle in a swimming pool. There's got some guy on his side here trying to ride his...
In the pool, yeah. Well, that's because of the kids that like doing the tricks and like the skateboarders and all that kind of stuff. They ride inside of pools with no water in them.
Yeah, but this is a swimming pool. It didn't say without any water.
Well, the thing is that right.
Did you hear about that story where, you know, you get the bowls and the half pipes and stuff, you know, the skate parks and that, and you get like the bowl, but there's a load of kids filled it with water. I don't know whether I read that story out. Filled it with a load of water from the river, so it made like a swimming pool. They were like, it was all brown and horrible, and they all ended up getting
sick from the stagnant water.
Something in my eye.
It's your finger.
Alright, let's see the finger. In Wisconsin, is it legal to serve apple pie in public restaurants without cheese?
In Wisconsin, because, you know, Wisconsin is a cheese state, and apple pie with cheese, my grandmother used to like that. I never could get into that. Putting the cheese on the crust and melting it and then eating it.
No.
You didn't hardly eat any of that apple pie I made you. You let it just sit there. I made you that pie, and you had one piece, and it just sat there.
Well, wasn't it the case that we had some for tea and then I had to go out for work and it was there and you ate it and then I came home, it was all gone?
No, I ended up throwing it away because you wouldn't eat it, any more of it. I think you said something like it was just so rich and delicious that you couldn't eat anymore.
Sounds about right. In Hawaii, coins are not allowed to be placed in anyone's ears.
Yeah, okay.
In Connecticut, pickles must bounce to officially be considered pickles.
Bounce, 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 bounce.
Bounce your pickle.
Make it bounce.
Bounce that pickle.
That sounds so nasty.
Good. Oh, yeah, I mean nasty. And last one, in Delaware, it is illegal to wear pants that are form-fitting around the waist. What now? Lord. Let's see what the best comment is here.
You can't wear tight pants in Delaware.
Not being able to ride your bike in a swimming pool, now that does seem rather unfair.
I'm telling you why. I'm telling you why, though. That's why they banned it, because people were doing those bicycle tricks, going up and down in the pool, breaking their necks.
Well, the second highest comment, in America, it's not permitted to have any more than 2 brain cells.
What?
And so, the worst rated comment was, is taking a bath or shower illegal in the UK? Or is it still once a month? People just don't like each other from the UK and America, do they?
I guess not. Look at us.
Which one's true? Okay, we're supposed to be take the caller.
Let's take a call. Well, what we're going to do real quickly is, because I do need to kind of get my head straight after this, we're going to listen to a song that Bill picked. We're going to listen to a song that Bill picked, and it's complete. Remember, whenever he picks a song, the likelihood of it being appropriate for you guys to listen to is probably 50% or half or 2/4
That's right.
Or 0.50.
4/8.
4/8.
8/16.
And he totally picked the song all by himself. I had nothing to do with it. And when we come back, like I said, we're talking to 916. This is Broken Earth Radio Show, and we'll be right back.
Relax.
Ready to be no millionaire. I was ill prepared. I was prepared to be ill, though. The skill was there. In the beginning, it wasn't about the ends. It was about busting raps and standing for something. Fucking acronym. Cut the fucking act like you're happy. I'm fucking back again with another end. So I stop when it doesn't have to end. It ain't over till I say it's over. Enough when I say enough. Throw me to the wolves and close the gate up. I'm afraid of what'll happen to them wolves when the thought of being thrown into an alligator pit. I salivated it. Raiders up. Hands up like it's 12 noon. Dislocator, rotator cuff. Came up rough, came to ruffle feathers. Now he goes, I ain't deflated. Enough last chance to make this so stadium in rough. To my goals, I can almost pole vault over the goalpost. And if I don't got enough in the tank, maybe I can just siphon enough to fill up this last can. Man, will I survive in this climate or what? They said I was washed up and got a bloodbath. I'm not a rapper, I'm an adapter. I can adjust, plus I can just walk up to a mic and just bust. So floor's open if you'd like to discuss top 5 in this motherfucker. And if I don't make the cut, what, like I give a fuck? I'ma light this bitch off like I'm driving a truck to the side of a pump. 0-60 hopping and gunning like G-Unit without the hyphen. I'm hyping them up. And if there should ever come a time where my life's in a rut, and I look like I might just give up, it might have messed up. Me for bowing out, I ain't taking a bow. I'm stabbing myself with a fucking knife in the gut while I'm wiping my butt. just sit it on the mic, and I like getting cut. I get excited at the sight of my blood. You're in a fight with a nut, cause I'ma fight till I die, I win. Blood in the dust, it'll just make me angrier. Wait, let me remind you of what got me this far. Picture me quitting, now draw a circle around it and put a line to its mud. It's survival or what?
Absolutely disgraceful. How could you play that on the show? It's just...
You picked it.
You know, if I chose that song, I would apologize first for the one or two bad words.
Said every 5 seconds of the song.
Yeah.
He said the F word a lot. He dropped the F bomb a lot.
And the S bomb and the C bomb and the A bomb and the B bomb and the C bomb and the B bomb.
The B-bomb.
But yes, I did not choose that song. I would have, but, you know, because of all the profanity, I would not have done. But I think that was made for the new Call of Duty game, wasn't it? Ghosts.
Yeah, the Ghost of Recon. Or Ghost of something. It's Ghost. No, it's just Ghost. It's just
I would have bought that game, but...
Don't buy it. Don't buy that game, please.
I would have bought it, but, you know, I would have been chained to my Xbox for about...
I said don't buy that game.
Well, I know what I want for Christmas now. Martian Mathers LP2.
Don't buy those things.
Special edition signed to me.
Stop talking about it.
Two bills signed. Love you, Slim Shady. Thanks for
Stop
that.
Stop talking about it, because it's making me unhappy.
Why, do you want it as well? I can buy that. No, you worry. Okay. Now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You got to put on your reader face so that we can impress this person. Caller at 916. This is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Donna in Sacramento.
Hi,
Bill.
Donna.
Hi. I heard Bill say he wanted to talk about chronic fatigue syndrome.
Yes.
Yes, for your father?
That's right, yes.
Have you tried essential oils yet?
I haven't. I've tried a few things. I've tried, at the moment he's using colloidal silver Zappa. At the moment, I've tried a few things, but I haven't tried essential oils as yet. What have you got to share with me specifically?
Well, I would try a few essential oils in a combination, bergamot being one. They suggest...
Make it.
Pardon?
One second. Bergamot, you said, yeah?
Yeah. Bergamot.
Okay.
They say oregano oil, peppermint oil, lavender, which is used a lot for everything, and frankincense oil.
Frankincense oil.
Yeah. And then for a pick-me-up, like if he just needs a little pick-me-up during the day, I use a spritzer with pink grapefruit, and peppermint.
Okay, I'm just making some notes here for him.
And then you just, like, you know, spritz it towards your face and then just inhale it.
Right. Okay. So one of the, at the moment, he's been ill now. I mean, he's had the, what happened was he had prostate cancer and he went in for an operation and he lost a lot of blood
mm-hmm.
and he had to pump a lot of pints of blood through him. And I think what's happened, while he was at the hospital, one of those pints of blood had the virus in it. And unfortunately, you know, after that, he
mm-hmm.
it was like a double hit for him. And he's had it for years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it must be about 4 or 5 years now he's had it for. But the past 3 months, he's been quite bad. But I think it's because it gives you a low immune system. And I think he must have
right.
had like a virus. And it's just taking this long for him to get over it, you know.
Yeah. Another thing that is worth exploring is wolfberries. Out of China. W-O-L-F berries.
Okay.
And I guess you can get them dried. You can get them in a liquid form. Now, I've not tried these myself, so I really don't know too much about them. But it says,
right.
What I was reading was that Chinese medicine, I mean, as far back as the Tang Dynasty, 1000 to 1400 AD, they've written about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are just a couple suggestions.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. I'm going to try some of them for him because, you know, I'm
yeah.
trying the alternative medicine rather than the doctor, let the doctors deal with it, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's
oh, yeah.
for
totally.
Them for years, so, you know.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate it.
And the yeah. So, like, if you go to a health food store or you go online, you can get a lot of the essential oils. I get a lot of my stuff out of Snohomish, Washington. I'm in California, but I like their products that I get.
Right.
It's and it's Winged Seed. .com.
Winged Seed.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I
yeah.
my
but,
was,
but you know or Rose Mountain out of Oregon has a lot of good stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so just
okay,
kind of explore.
Right. Okay. There's an actress Barbara Windsor who's got the Epstein-Barr virus, and she had acupuncture, which helped her out
yeah.
a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
So my dad did that as well for months, but
uh-huh.
it's having effects.
Did that help? Did it help a little bit?
No. It didn't, no.
It
so
did.
I don't know why that is, you know. I mean, but some people have it in different levels, I think.
Right.
Severity,
right.
So, you know, I mean...
Yeah.
We'll see, but you know, I've been trying stuff for years. I mean, what I would really want is the hemp oil, not the hemp seed oil, the hemp oil, because that's been
mm-hmm.
known to cure a lot of things. But unfortunately, it's illegal and it's dangerous to make it as well. So that's
yeah.
out of the question. So, but I never know, you know, in the future.
Are you distilling some in your backyard?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I find the dealer somewhere in some street corner and buy like £20 of the stuff and then
distill
it. You know what I mean? So, but, you know, there's still hope. I mean, I believe it's supposed to start dying off after a certain amount of years and it's supposed to be an improvement, but I'm going to keep my eye on that. But I suppose I was talking to him earlier and I guess the positive thing is that the fact that he's got a virus and he feels, you know, ill is, is probably a sign of his body actually fighting the virus, which is a good thing. You know, if he's getting the symptoms
does
of
he,
cold.
Is he prone to eating, you know, a lot of green, a lot of whole fruit and nuts? Nuts are good.
Not really. It's not. I mean, he has tried, but I mean, unfortunately, especially recently, he just doesn't really feel like eating anything.
He doesn't feel like eating. Smoothies, green smoothies are good.
But you know, we're willing to keep trying.
Try the essential oils and see where that gets you. Right now, I'm experimenting with emu oil and wintergreen oil from my mom for pain.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I really appreciate you calling and letting me know about that. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You're welcome. Have a great day.
And you, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Kind of a phone up.
That was awesome. That was wonderful. Let's take the next caller. We're going to take the caller at 917. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 917, this is Broken Earth Radio Show. How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm calling in for a simple question.
Okay. Now, here's our question of the day, okay?
Okay.
Have you ever seen insanity where you later saw creativity?
Personally or just in general?
Just period. I mean, you know, this, I mean, it's just whatever this question means to you.
No, I haven't. I have not.
Okay.
I think some people, like, they start to, like, kind of go insane. They fallen away because I knew someone who had just discovered that they were bipolar, and before that, you know, that whole episode happened, they were drawing a lot on walls, and I'm not so creative, but just very expressive, I should say.
Maybe they hadn't necessarily found their real creative outlet yet.
Right, exactly.
Right. Okay, all right. Well, if you had a simple question, you know, a simple question for your guides today, what's your question today?
It was just in regards to my current relationship. I wanted to know, can you tell me upcoming, how things will kind of turn out?
Okay. How can we simplify that?
I'm not too sure.
Okay. Well,
something along that line, you know.
Okay, so basically, why don't we try this? Well, I mean, because this is something that is going to be so definitive. Remember, this does not give us any room at all for changes or to make changes or for even growth. So we're just going to basically see if the relationship you're in is going to work. And but remember, we're not allowing for any adjustments. Remember that. This is just point blank. The way things are going, is this going to work? Okay? Hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. Okay, so basically what you're being told is that there's this relationship looks like it's riddled with betrayals. okay? Your issues are basically rejections and also another issue.
I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry, the first part you said, what was that?
What you're first being told is that the relationship you're in is basically full of betrayals. It's full of betrayals. This is actually a success card, which is upside down. And then the other issues that you're looking at are rejection, paranoia, and also sporadicness, which basically looks like you're in a relationship that is very back and forth. You're in a relationship that looks like it's got lots of worry in it or lots of distrust in it. And like I said, it kind of seems like it's just full of secrets. It's full of it just kind of looks like it's something that's just very, very it kind of looks like it's taking you off in a dark place. So this is just your flat out answer. But the thing is, it's not telling you that this is something that is not going to be happening. It's just telling you that the process looks like it's very it just is what we said. So think about that. Think about it. If this is a process that you think you really want to go through, you know, nobody's going to judge you here. Remember that. But it does look like it's a very complex situation.
Yeah, right now it really is. That's why I kind of wanted to know, you know, if things will kind of get better eventually or, you know, because right now we're not really in the same living space, so it's not like we're really in
committed relationship. So right. That's on my behalf, and I guess the other person's behalf as well. Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck. Good luck with all that, okay? Did you hear me? Oh, we got cut off. Yeah, we got cut off. Okay. Anyway, so you were saying?
Yes. What day is it today?
Today is Thursday.
So I was just having a look for something. So I was asking Jonathan Davis from Corn a question the other day, but who replied? I can't tell whether it's him or
if it was me.
Site called somebody called Cornrow. You know, there's a website called Cornrow with all the corn information. Hold on, sorry. It's important that I find it.
Okay. In the meantime, while he's looking for that, I'd like to remind everybody that we're on every Tuesday normally from 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. UK, and it's a two-hour show. If anybody wants to give us a call and they want to talk about any of the topics we've been discussing today or get a simple question answered, the number is 347-215-8421. Bill's also taking any advice anybody can give him about any natural remedies or just anything that he could do to help his dad to feel better, that sort of thing. He got some information on smell goods. That's awesome. I think that's going to be, I love it. I love it. I love the smell of things. I love using smells to make me feel better because there's definitely things that can make you feel bad. You know what I'm talking about? How there's some smells that just make you feel awful, and then there's some that just are incredible. I even remember I did an oxygen bar one time, went to an oxygen bar, and they had different stuff inside of the oxygen, and you could sit there and just breathe it in forever. I can't remember how much it was for how long. I think it might have been like maybe $10 for 10 minutes or something like that, and you could just pick different smells, and it was awesome. I love it.
Well, somebody's replied to me. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's somebody from Korn. I have no idea. I don't know how to use Twitter. Just been mashing the keys and hoping for the best.
We don't tweet.
Yeah. Okay, now I just want to mention about the... I don't think I mentioned this in the show. No, I wouldn't have done. But I mentioned it to you. A nightclub has come under criticism by giving top prize in a Halloween fancy dress contest to two women dressed as the Blazing Twin Towers. Amber Langford and Annie Collinge, both 19, dressed up as the buildings involved in the 9/11 terror attacks where the more than 2,700 people lost their lives. The outfits marks North Tower and South Tower included models of the two hijacked planes crashing into the New York skyscrapers. The costumes also had tiny models of people falling to their deaths and were tops off with the women wearing smoldering stars and stripes flags on their heads. The pair won £150 between them after being voted the best fancy dress by a DJ at the huge Rosie's nightclub in Chester, which is one that I go to. Ms. Langford's pilot dad, Martin Langford, who was flying jets in the US when Al-Qaeda, in quotation marks, should I say, destroyed the World Trade Center in 2007, said he will have a little chat with his daughter. The retired airman, 52, Sporto, said, "I didn't know anything about it, but I'm not happy about it. She knows my pilot, and that's not cool at all. We will be having a little chat, I think."
I can't believe they won.
I know, but anyway, it goes on. People wanted to speak to the manager, complaining to him, and waiting for hours and hours for them to say, "I'm sorry, but it was a good costume." But I can't believe anybody would do that. I mean, what were they thinking? And how did they win? It's just ludicrous.
Well, okay, there's a couple of different ways we can look at this, okay? Halloween is supposed to be about monsters when you're dressing up in a costume. And so, you know, dressing up like Hitler, even though it's, you're like, people are kind of like, why would you do that? You know, or this kind of stuff. In reality, this is actually horror, and this is horrible. But, you know, there was also some girl, I can't remember what state she was in the States, but she dressed up like a Boston marathon victim. And not only did she get harassed because she tweeted her picture, people found her driver's license, which she had tweeted at one point because she was tweeting her new picture on there. She was just, you know, she was completely open and vulnerable on the internet. They harassed her parents, people, complete strangers. She got fired from her job because they were harassing her work. You know, she deactivated all her accounts, and then she opened them back up to apologize. And then finally, some people who were actually victims of it were asking people to please leave her alone because it was enough. You know, what she did was stupid, but, you know, harassing her and making her life horrible really wasn't, I mean, you know, it was just leave her alone. But you know, these women and men, these people that are doing these psychotic costumes, people even were dressed up like Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't believe that people actually believe that this stuff is really, really, really okay. But of course, if you think about it from the South Park point of view, when is it going to be too? You know, when is too soon, and when is okay? How many years did they say it was okay to do something like that? Like 20?
10 years?
I thought it was like 21 point something years or something like that when it was supposed to be okay. But regardless, it's just not. It's not. Somebody's kid was killed. People got blown up, and it's just. You know, there's other things that they can dress up as. They can be a sexy Hitler. I'm just kidding, because Hitler is basically the same thing, though. I'm joking when I say that, but it's like there's plenty of things they could do. They don't have to do that. You know, they could stand there. They could just. There's so many costumes, and of course, they're trying to do original stuff, but it's just.
The 19 years old, they probably didn't even. 19-year-old students, you know. You know what I mean? They probably don't even comprehend these things. They probably just even think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do.
I mean, to them, because they would have been, what, less than 10 when it happened or something?
Well, I guess it happened in 2000. Wasn't it?
It was 2000.
2001, you're right, 2001 it happened, and they're 19 years old. So, yeah, that's 12 years ago.
No, sorry, I don't know, maths.
Maths or
so
just...
they may just think, you know...
It's something they grew up thinking it happened.
History.
Yeah.
A long time ago, you know what I mean? But I'm not supporting, saying it's okay. I'm saying, you know, they are stupid. It's just ludicrous, but... I can't believe, you know, I can believe it's the news story progressed, because I was reading it, so, and then I realized it was just up the road from me where they were, you know, the thing is they weren't even Chester people, you know, so nobody doesn't bring the Chester people down. I said, damn, people from Chester, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, it's in the New York Times or something. Anyway, let's move on. Do you like faggots? I certainly do. Facebook users have been banned from the social network after talking about the traditional English delicacy, faggots. One man had his account shut down for 12 hours after writing, "I like faggots," while another was kicked off the site for posting a picture of the dish. The social media giant says the crackdown on the word was the result of a confusion with a derogatory slang term for gay people. Faggots are a dish resembling a large meatball made from the offal, such as pig hearts and liver, and are particularly popular in the Midlands and Wales after catching on during the Second World War. But the name has long been a source of controversy, particularly in the US, where faggot is considered to be one of the most offensive words imaginable. Is it? And I've just said it like five times. Robert Wilkes, 54, received a 12-hour ban from Facebook where he posted "I like faggots" on his account. Was accused of a homophobic language. He insisted he was only reminiscing about the meals he enjoyed when growing up in the black country. It may have a different meaning in America, but I used it in a food context, he told us. Eileen Perrin, 68, from Shropshire, also had an account shut down for 12 hours when she put up a picture of a dish, also known as savoury duck. So she just put a picture of the food up and she got fucking banned. What the hell?
How do you spell faggot?
F-A-G-G-O-T-S.
Oh, so it's just like faggot.
Whoa, you can't say that. Margaret Jones was given a temporary ban from the site after commenting on the bans slapped on other people. She was given a ban because she was complaining about the bans people have had. A spokesman for... It's funny. It sounds so funny when I go through the supermarket. And, you know, the full packet, what the full packet says, Mr. Brain's pork faggots. Anyway, a spokesman for Mr. Brain's, the leading brand of faggots, urged Facebook to allow its customers to discuss their favorite meals. We understand it's disappointing for people to be banned by Facebook. However, we also appreciate that Facebook has to act responsibly concerning comments based on their sites. Anyway, it goes on. But it's going to just change.
But they're just meatballs.
It's going to be, it's going to be censored to probably Mr. Brain's pork. Ugh. Let's see what the best comment is. Yeah.
What is it?
A faggot is also a bunch of sticks used for lighting fires, I believe. Yes, I think that is true.
Yeah, it's also a cigarette.
And the third best comment is faggots, faggots, faggots.
Yep.
Sounded just like me. So there you go.
I don't even know what to say. It's because, you know, words have, I mean, you know, they get different meanings based upon...
Yeah, it's like fanny. You can't say fanny in the UK because that's hilarious. But you can say fanny pack. Got my fanny pack on.
Yeah.
And
you can and shake your fanny over here.
And I'll be like, whoa, you're going to do what now?
Well, you know, a fanny here is a butt, and fanny is also a nickname for a girl. girls clean. There's actually people with the name Fanny.
Well, Fanny over here is referred to now as a vagina.
It's the women lady part.
That's right, the front bottom.
Exactly. Oh my goodness.
So that's why, you know, you get like a fanny pack, you get your fanny pack. Well, we have a bum bag.
It's the same thing.
I know, yeah, but same thing, but I was confused by that, because it's like, it's not even on my bum, what the hell, like, hold it around the front, and then my fanny.
Well, it's, I think they just kind of switched, you know, but a bum is also, like, another word for a homeless person.
Yeah, this, I know, it's just confusing how much, you know. I mean, what if you said, you know, I'll strap them in your fanny pack and slip some faggots into there for a snack on the way up the hill.
Word.
I know, it's just so much confusion because there's English, and there's American English, and there's, like, English slang and American slang. It's just, I mean, imagine if there's an alien come down who's trying to, you know, learn what's going on. He'd be so confused.
Well, you guys can't speak English right anyway.
Properly.
Right. You can't speak it right. Did you hear about the guy that had his left side completely removed?
No.
He was all right.
That's good to hear. I'm glad things turned out okay.
No problem.
Oh, dear. You know, I was kind of joking. Some people may not find it funny, but I was... What? The news article's been removed. No, I'll have to... take it from memory. Damn.
Oh, then never mind.
They took it off the site, so they must have been like, oh, we've gone too far. But I was sat there, when was it, about a month ago? I was staying over in my sister's house,
mm-hmm.
in yards of ale, and I was sat there in the morning watching TV, because, you know, my nephew and my niece were watching the television, and all those people were like, hey, happy time, let's sing the happy song, all dancing around and pretending to be monkeys and stuff like that for the kids. And I said to my sister, I said, you know, I bet they, after the show, you go down the pub and they get wasted. They start cursing and whatever, yeah. Anyway, there's a woman who works for CBeebies, which is basically that show. You're like, hey, little kids, and, you know, doing all this, you know, where they act silly for the kids. Anyway, apparently she was doing 7 bags of cocaine a day and wasted and stuff like that. I was like, no way. That's what I was talking about. But they took the article away.
They took it down. I remember on Disney Channel, they had the Wiggles, you know, the guys that would dance and sing. And my father would look at that when you know, we were watching the Wiggles, and he'd be like, those guys need to go get jobs. And I'm like, they have jobs. They're the Wiggles. And he's like, they are not working. Those are, I mean, he was so mad about the Wiggles. It was just crazy. Let's do this. Let's take a break and listen to one of Bill's songs. And because
I said that last time, it was just like, yo.
Bad word, bad word. Bill picked this song, and but we're gonna listen to a song.
Last word.
And we're gonna take a caller because I've flipped over to the thing, and we have a bunch of callers in the queue.
Yeah.
The first person we're gonna talk to is the caller at 267. Okay. But if anybody wants to call in, remember the number is 247-215-8421. We're also going to be asking you guys our esoteric question of the day. The question is, have you ever seen insanity where you later saw creativity? The last person that called us had never seen that.
Probably Van Gogh or Van Gogh.
Van Gogh?
He sliced his ear off and then give it, actually, it wasn't his ear. He
sliced his ear off.
Earlobe, actually.
He sliced it off. Van Gogh.
I don't actually really like his paintings, you know.
Van Gogh sliced. Okay.
Anyway,
we'll be right back. I can't believe I have to play one of your songs. Okay.
It's a rarity.
Okay. Which one was the song that you sent me first to play?
Lunatic Calm.
Okay, so we'll play the other one.
Yeah.
It's Broken Earth Radio. We'll be right back.
Take you on a roller coaster.
We're back. It's Broken Earth Radio. Are you ready to take a call?
Yep.
All right. We're going to take the caller at 267-267.
Hey, how you doing today?
Bill and Nunu. Hi.
Hello.
Doing pretty good.
Hi, my name's Alexander Behena. How you doing today?
Good, thanks. You?
Yes, listen, I'm calling about two things. One thing, I'm a writer. And I'm trying to get my song done here to get a publishing contract. Where do you see that going?
Okay, now, first off, it's one question.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay, one question.
It's just one very, very, very simple question. And also, we are asking all of our callers our question, too. And
yeah,
our question is, have you ever seen insanity where you later saw creativity?
Yeah, and the thing is, I got a contract. So where do you see that going?
Okay, so basically you're wanting to know if we put this very simply, you want to know when you're going to be seen on TV? What's your simple question?
What you're doing
right now basically is you're snaking a reading, and what we're doing is we're answering simple questions. Dear.
Okay.
So,
cool.
What's your very simple question?
I understand that. One simple question I could sum it up in one sentence. Do I have a future in writing? Songwriting.
Okay, that's awesome. That's an excellent, excellent way to kind of push your question out there. Hold on just a moment.
Belmont and Georgia Hill Drive.
Okay, now I didn't catch your name because you kind of were speaking a little quickly. Alexander, okay. It actually does look like you do have a future in songwriting. It actually looks like right now you're still trying to develop your foundation and you're going through some legal stuff at the moment. So that might be the contract you're talking about. But it actually does look like that over the next few months, it actually could be weeks, to be honest. There is a woman who looks like she used to be big. She used to be a big star. She actually looks like she's someone that you're going to work with, and that's somebody that's probably going to get one of your first things out there, but it's a woman. So, like, let's think of somebody who used to kind of be famous. And I'm just using this person as an example, Grace Jones. She's still sort of famous. She's still up there, but she's still kind of not at the, she's not where she was. So basically it looks like there's going to be an old songstress or somebody she doesn't even have to be old, honestly. She just could be somebody that just used to have a big name. And that's where it looks like you're going to have one of your first steps. But it looks like it's happening in three steps, which could be 3 weeks. It could be 3 months. But that's where it looks like you're going to have your first thing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alexander. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And he didn't even answer our question.
Oh, well. Sometimes it sounds a bit off. I think there's a delay. I thought it was like a massive delay. Like huge.
Well, he was in the car, and he also had that thing going.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
You know, the past two people who have called, they have not answered our question.
Well, didn't the person before, didn't they?
Well, she wasn't thinking about it. She just basically said, no, I don't know. Well, maybe. You know, we need you guys to answer our question. We want you to think about this. We need you guys to think with us today. About have you ever seen insanity and later on found out that it was creativity? This is actually a serious, serious question.
She's scaring people away.
No, I'm not. I am making you guys think.
You know what, since I said that in the third person, like I was supposed to think that. Say
it. Did
I say that out loud?
You know you did that on purpose, just like that guy shot that woman and called her a monkey up in a tree.
Right.
Let's talk to this person here. I think, are you calling from Skype?
Yes.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Very, very good. Could I have your name?
Yvonne.
Well, yes. Thanks for listening today. And I know that you know what I'm talking about, Yvonne. Have you ever seen insanity and later on found out that this person was actually extremely creative?
Actually, I haven't yet, no. I know what you're talking about, but no, I haven't seen it yet.
So everybody that you think of as just crazy, they're just crazy, huh?
I won't say crazy, but I guess I'll just say a different level that I am not familiar with dealing with. I'll just say that.
Well, you know, like, let me give you a little bit of an example. When I grew up, people thought that I was a weirdo, and I'm probably still weird, you know, Bill?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sit down.
Oh, I was answering your question.
You were laughing. I'm just using that as an example, though.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to agree. Right. Okay. Sorry.
But you know, now what you kind of realize is, and this is just the way to look at it, sometimes, like, people in your family may feel like, oh, my goodness, that person, there's something wrong with him or her, but they're just a black sheep. But in another family, they would have fit in perfectly. Or even, you know, Steve Jobs, you know, he had these visions, these ideas, these things, and a lot of people really were thinking, remember, there was a long time when people thought that the stuff from Apple was just crap, you know, and now mm-hmm. look at it. Everybody has
it's
to have
crap.
It. Well, what Steve Jobs decided to do is, instead of looking at what people wanted, he made something everybody wanted, and that right there is genius. It's genius.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, people, I'm not picking on anybody, but it's just such an awesome question for people to talk about genius and to talk about, you know, ways to make money and real money, not just, you know, a couple of bucks here and there. It's about really digging in deep and really having an idea that's actually going to be so profound that it puts you in the books. And that right there is an example of somebody that people are looking at going, gosh, that guy's nuts, or gosh, he's nuts. But that person is, you know, becomes a part of history. There you go. But anyway, Yvonne, dear, if you had a very simple question to throw out there to your guides today, something that you've maybe always wanted to ask or you have been asking and no one's been giving you the information that you really want, what's your question today?
I want to know, do you see me getting SSI disability soon?
Hold on just a moment. Okay. All right, let's see. What's up? No.
Okay.
It looks like you're probably going to have to, it says you're going to be rejected, and you're going to probably need to apply again. Hold on just a moment. And it also looks like, for some reason, it looks like you may end up going back to work, sweetheart. How many times have you applied?
Twice.
You've already applied twice?
Yes.
Because for some reason, it looks like it's unless I'm behind you, and I hope that I am behind you, dear, because I know, you know, you need your money. But it just kind of looks like there's going to be another rejection. And it actually does look like you're going to apply again. But then it looks like you end up doing something, and your character here is the Knight of Swords. And the Knight of Swords basically represents somebody who's doing some sort of middle management, or even somebody who's possibly in some sort of uniform doing something. So, or it can even represent somebody in school, dear. But I don't want you to feel discouraged because, you know, have they told you what it is that's been messed up with your application?
No.
Okay. I have actually talked to a couple of people that were approved their first time around. You know, they always refuse people. But the only people that whenever I've talked to people who were approved their first time around, not only did they send every single medical record they had in, but they also talked to the Social Security people every single day.
Mm.
Okay. They literally sat on it, and they sent everything, and they made it a job. To get their Social Security disability. So just remember, you know, it kind of does look like you're in a tight spot, sweetheart, and it does look like you're up for a challenge, but it kind of seems like there's something more for you out there to do. That it kind of seems like you're being pulled to try to find something that you can do. Okay, sweetie? But
okay,
let us know how you're doing, Yvonne. Let us know how you do. Okay, dear?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, hon. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's take one more caller. And
I thought I heard a voice out of the blue there. I didn't recognize it. Strange.
Another voice?
Yeah, like none of us three. But I don't know. It might have just been interference, but strange. Anyway, continue.
You're just trying to make us all think that you're crazy, so we'll start calling you a genius. Aren't you? 216, this is Bill and Nunu. How can we help you today?
How's it going?
All right. Who's this?
This is Desmond calling from Cleveland.
Hi, Desmond.
I have one example. I haven't seen that firsthand, but I have one example. I don't know if y'all said it already, but he had a kind of twisted mind. Stephen King, should I say him already?
Right. Yeah. No. We haven't.
All right. Because his creativity was kind of dark and twisted, but his books and movies made it successful for him. So.
Right. You're right. You're completely right. It's a very, very, very good answer. And not only that, but he also, you know, for a long time he would write about things that he was familiar with, like where he grew up, and he had a way of twisting things into the horrible. So, yeah, I mean, you're exactly right. He's a great example of somebody who people thought was weird, and then he ended up being very creative. He's a genius of horror, right?
Right.
That's it. Thanks so much, Desmond, for answering that question. And you as well, though, if you had a simple question to ask your guides today or just to kind of put out there to the universe, what is something that you'd like to know?
Oh, yeah, a little quick question. I have a friend, female friend. She's a real good friend. She, usually confides in me, tells me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I know lately she's been bogged down by work, been stressing out and doing activities with the kids, but I know something else is bothering her and stressing her out, but she, she's kind of reluctant to tell me.
Right. Let's see what it is. What's your friend's name, or what does she go by, dear?
Her name is Erica.
Erica? Okay. Hold on just a moment. Let's see what Erica has behind her dark eyes today. Hold on just a moment, dear. Oh. Okay. She really does care about you, okay? She cares about you a great deal. But it looks like she's talking to one of her exes, and she's very confused about what to do. And there you go.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But remember, she does care about you. But she's just kind of in one of those places where it's like, I've got this, new possibilities, or I could, get the band back together. You know what I mean? So she's just kind of like, she doesn't know what to do. That's where she is right now.
Is it like a boyfriend from the past, or is it once you have kids with?
I actually feel like it's somebody that she's got kids with.
Okay.
That's what I was feeling, okay? But you know what? See if, she'll talk to you about it, all right? And let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for listening, Desmond, and good luck.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If anybody wants to get in touch with us, off the show and have a private reading, we are having full moon discounts until Sunday, which is a $30 discount off both of the 1 hour and 30-minute readings. And you can get in touch with me through Psychic Nunu or Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook, okay? there's links on the banner page that you can click that take you right directly to where you can get in touch with us. If you want to get in touch with Bill with any information that you have about dealing with ME, because his, you know, his dad is looking for some other natural remedies with coping, that sort of thing, you can get in touch with Bill on those pages as well. Or Bill Doyle at live.com. That's Bill Doyle, D like David, O-Y-L-E, at live.com. You were saying?
Well, I've got an infected mushroom tracks coming up in a bit, hopefully.
Oh, you do?
Unnecessary pause there. Shortly to end the show, because we only have a few minutes left, but let's read out this last article here before the show comes to an abrupt end. It sounds too good to be true, a drink that provides all the pleasure of alcohol without any of the pain. A controversial drugs expert says that healthy alcohol could be on the market within 2 years if someone will fund the research into it. Professor David Nutt, it's an unfortunate name, who is perhaps the best known for claiming that taking ecstasy is no more dangerous than riding a horse on ecstasy. Says it should be possible to become drunk without becoming ill. The professor who fired from his post. Somebody's missed out words from this. I keep putting in words where they missed it out.
It's other people doing that. But what
the professor who fired.
Don't blame other people.
He was fired from his post as the government's chief drugs advisor in 2009 for saying cannabis, ecstasy, and LSD are less harmful than alcohol and cigarettes. I don't know about that. Ecstasy can...
It's full of all kinds of crap.
Well, it depends if you get the cure.
MDMA.
Yeah. Ecstasy, I'm pretty sure that could probably lead to a heart attack.
You know, why do they need to do research on nutritional alcohol? There's already recipes out there for alcohol that is supposed to still have some sort of nutritional thing to it. Like, I know that this is going to sound crazy, but isn't the recipe for Guinness supposed to actually be kind of like foodie?
Guinness, yes.
Nobody needs to fund that. He just wants a job drinking.
Well, some people have put their long lives down to drinking Guinness. You know?
There's other stuff. There's like the Egyptians had a drink that they would give the slaves or whoever.
The aliens.
At the end of the day, because not only did it keep them from rising up, but it also fed them. It kept
it was like Valium Guinness.
With bread. You know what I mean? It's just something it's got nutrients in it, too. They don't need to have research for that. He just wants a job drinking. People would just trip me out shooting women and saying, I thought you were a monkey. Acting like he's a job doing shots.
It's a waste to do right now. I'll start research tomorrow.
That's exactly what would happen. It's like getting people together for band practice and getting too wasted to do it.
Candy.
Well, you're going to need to hurry up and close the show out so we can play the song that you need to hear.
But it's not 10 minutes long.
It feels like it.
That's because you have no taste for real dubstep. Everybody's just tuned out all of a sudden. Dubstep.
Okay, here we go. Bye, bye, bye.
Don't step. We just listen to crumpets.
I listen to crumpets while I eat them.
Well, unfortunately, we've all got downer stories. So I'm not going to read any of them out. So next week, I'm hoping to gather some information together to talk about us as a solar system traveling through space to the galactic plane. And as we move through it, we are supposed to be going through a different stage of consciousness, from bronze to silver to gold and so forth. And also the way that we move with Sirius as well, the way that our sun, as our moon revolves around the Earth revolves around the sun, and our sun actually revolves around Sirius.
Really?
So, yeah.
Are you serious?
Sirius.
Cole revolves around Sirius. Ha ha! Jokes
what?
And jokes.
Cole?
You're talking about the sun revolving around... Never mind.
Revolving. You said Cole.
Revolving around Sirius. Never mind. I'm really not about to have this conversation on the air.
Cole? I'm so confused.
You're thinking of the mineral or the rock or whatever, Cole.
I was thinking of coal.
The child coal?
Yes.
Exactly. Revolving. Because you said the sun.
Oh, well, see, I would...
I know. I get it.
That's your own personal...
That's my own personal joke.
Only you would understand.
And you're supposed to laugh.
Ha, ha.
Anyway, it would take you anywhere.
Should we play some infected shroom? This is actually taken... This is called... Infected Mushroom, Where Do I Belong? And it's actually taken from the album Friends on Mushrooms.
I'm playing Yala.
You better not.
What are you going to do if I do?
You know how long it took me to find that song for the show?
Probably just typing it in.
No.
Belly full up on a belly, MTTTT starving. On a bad day up, on a bad night, they use them all the fun. In rubbing them, I speak the delusion in a man. In them, wonder for them, I wonder, with them, I wonder, who them calling them. Them are the future, see them running out of time. They want to find an answer in a crime. Oh, na, na, na. Nobody we got up, on a we set up on the one. We see credentials, yes, see my generation mind. And I wonder, where do I belong? Been looking for a place for too long. And when they are home, yeah. We run out of town. A simple man, I never wear a crown. Again, I wonder, where do I belong? Been looking for a place for too long. And where will they ever come? Yeah, we run out of town. A simple man, I never wear a crown. One is to everybody, come figure out permission, fit demand it. Nobody not think about it, them absolutely want it. But the man knows say, where the man knows say, love it or despise it. But see, we will never overstand nor recognize tonight. I love to hear them apology, people. Every part of me, every one of me, every single chance I see. What if our trouble coming back on my quiz and sometimes I'm not gonna be wonder, where do I belong? Been looking for a place for too long. And when they might come, yeah, we roll out of town. A simple man, I never wear a crown. Again, I wonder, where do I belong? Been looking for a place for too long. And where they might come, yeah, we roll out of town. A simple man, I never wear a crown. When I beg you to stop every rumor from your new life. Oh, you not speak, oh. I break away the barriers, I chase away the fears. Almost every possible solution, oh, Jesus, he said, I don't mean no one, no devil alone.
know me no one no devil alone. I know me no one no devil alone. I know me no one no devil alone. And I it took me too long, and where my home down, we wrote at all. I seem to find a day where I come again. I'm down, where I belong. It took me so too long, and where my home
I wanted to thank everybody for listening today. We've had a whole lot of fun, lots and lots of jokes, lots of also great information, and some fun, interesting calls. And we'll be back at the regular time next week, hopefully, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. UK. Is there anything that you wanted to ask? I mean, I'm sorry, add?
No, just thanks for listening. Please continue to do so. There's plenty of shows on the archive. If anybody wants to go back and listen to loads of different subjects, from UFOs to ghosts to cryptozoology, the list goes on.
We love hearing from you guys. We love hearing your ideas, too. So if anybody, if there's anything you want to hear about or anything you want to talk about, please drop us a note. Remember, you can find our links on our banner page so that you can get in touch with us. What we do it for you guys. We're having a great time. And once again, thanks a ton for tuning in. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.